to the semi-final special of the Champions League for the Day Trippers Tuesday Club of a Wednesday. We've managed to get to a Champions League final somehow.
Somehow. We won a raffle.
If ever you're going to talk about the shit that's going to go wrong in a match, then the lads who will always come up with the goods came up with the goods. Milner, Oggs, Lovren's, fucking penalties. Don't be sticking that in because you're going to flick up the thing and record what's going on. Your main thing is on the link as well. But the main thing is that we're in Kiev and we're going to win it 6 times and Madrid need to fear everything. Everything. Madrid need to fear us. We're coming for you, Real. You have no hope against the mighty Liverpool FC. Tonight we're literally, I think we're actually in a bit of shock, right? We're absolutely overwhelmed, I think is the word to describe our feelings.
hasn't hit home yet, because it was just like, yeah, cruising for
it's
70 minutes of that game. The second half was, we gave up a lot of chances, but fucking hell, that was the most Liverpool semi-final ever. To think that last week with 10 minutes to go in that game we were 5-0 up and it finished 7-6 tonight.
Never imagined being like going into the Champions League final with nothing to say.
Tonight, anyway, joining me on the Tuesday, Wednesday club, the Champions League semi-final is, of course, Paddy Lawson, Shawny FC Lawson, Andy Young, and myself with Hayes. Now, Ray, Dick Dickinson, he went over to England thinking the match was Liverpool.
He's gone to conference.
What?
He's gone to conference.
Has he,
He's gone to conference.
And look, I think, lads, and Andy, let's get into it. It's mental. We're in the final of a Champions League, and I think we're all a bit speechless. As Sean has just alluded there, at 80 minutes last week, we're romping into the final. Right? We're going to win about 9. Well, actually, this probably finishes nil all, like the fourth of our match. We don't even have to worry about playing football or sent over like a bunch of potatoes. By the time we get to the end of this game, we're 2-1 up at half time. By the time we get to the end of this match, it's fucking 7-6 in aggregate. Somebody explain to me how, in Lamb of Jesus' name, do we find ways of making games incredibly difficult? Boys,
it wasn't. It's like come near the end when we get like when a penalty was given for nothing. Like it should have been. It should have been done by 2 goals.
It's gonna be.
We were comfortable.
Well, yeah.
You having a laugh there? It should have been. It should have been a lot more comfortable than it was. But like, who gives a fucking?
There's going to be narratives.
You know what I mean? We're going to fucking
There's going to be narratives drummed up about this game, you know, and it's just going to be self fault. Like, and I'm not.
Like, what,
I'm not. I'm not in any way.
By
opposition fans.
Fuck them.
No. Fair enough. Fuck them. But like, I'm not a delusional supporter. I like to think that I'm a very rational Liverpool
fan. In the meadow of delusion, though.
I venture in between every now and again.
But the fourth
goal tonight is just desperate and lucky. Lovren literally hooks a ball out of the box that drops between him and the striker. It hits Milner on the head and goes in.
Yeah.
That's Liverpool. Their second goal, we kind of invited them on a bit for the whole second half. Trent cut out again. Trent poor. I actually thought Karius was poor for the goal. And then the third one is Noyan Gowland. Guys are blind off. I'm fucking 30 yards out.
Who?
Reggie, whatever you want to call him. And then the fourth one, the ref makes a call on a 70 yard long ball. That's
fair play
complete.
To you. Fair play to you. Remembering all them. We can't.
Like, so, it was like, we invited it on ourselves. Forced to have a very, very professional performance.
But three of those goals are the same as two of the goals in Anfield. They just started lofting balls towards the box.
Yeah. But
that's
the
all they did.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, but right. Liverpool had it. It was a tricky one for the team because, okay, we've invited teams on and allowed teams the possession loads of points this season. Like, you know, against the likes of City, against the likes of even Spurs, Arsenal, you know what I mean? The better sides, we've invited them on and allowed the possession and we've been able to pick them off. But it's the first time we played a team like Crystal Palace or Stoke who are going to launch balls in on top of your head. And sat back. So it's kind of, it's untested water for us, really. And look, it doesn't fucking matter. Madrid won't do that. tonight has no bearing on the final. We're in the fucking final.
Get the fuck in there, we're in a final.
We're going to win the European Cup. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. The penalty should have never been a penalty. No. There was a few, like...
Mané should have been on the first half.
Yeah.
Most stonewall penalty you've ever seen.
That would have been the same asshole behind the goal. Yeah. That would have been true, exactly. It's clear. Yeah. There's no way that's a penalty.
So now Calvin's
hands are down by his side. You can't give a penalty.
By the way, the refs have little headpieces now. Yeah. The refs like, I'm going to give these a penalty. I'm going to blow it. Well, no matter what happens, yeah. If this goes in, I'm going to blow it.
These cunts are wrecking my head. This is all.
The English Premier League referees have my head melted because straight away I said, there's referees now trying to control games and control outcomes and all and be, you know, be the fucking centre of attention. Yeah. Right? But this isn't the Champions League and that happened. I was thinking, here's this bastard trying to make a game of this with seconds left. But as soon as they got the penalty and we kicked off, he blew it up. So, fairness, probably knew.
Yeah.
It was never the penalty.
I think we thought that Roma were going to come at us anyway, but not in the matter of the last 10 minutes. Madness.
Yeah.
Giving away penalties, like, stupid goals.
Just go.
They didn't even come at us like mad. It was just stupid, lofted balls. You know what I mean?
Well, that's their weakness. Yeah. That's what, like, Stoke Palace. That's what they do against
us. Andy hit the nail on the head. Like, it was 20 minutes at home against City where they tried their last 20 minutes then at home against City. They were drilling the same thing all over again, but they were playing football. We were being bombarded, but they were playing football. The first half of the Etihad, they were playing football. Tonight, Andy hit the nail on the head. We were on the back foot playing against a team that played with the same style as a Stoke.
Yeah.
Where normally, if we're on the front foot playing against Stoke, we can struggle to defend.
How do you prepare for a game like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So, the first half was well managed. I actually thought Van Dijk was fucking brilliant tonight. And Robertson as well, brilliant tonight. Wow. Trent... Trent had a couple of bad spells, but look, it's easy to forget, boys. Like, this is his first breakthrough season at the club.
Trent only knows what he's come into.
Yeah.
Right? Tonight, as I was saying to you throughout the whole game, it was totally different. They've a Stoker, Crystal Palace type attack coming against us sitting back, right? Every time if that would have been nil all and, you know, the game depended on us scoring a goal, it would have been totally different.
Yeah.
Like, look at every time we got on the ball, players weren't moving into positions to get the ball off, like get forward fast. They were staying in their defensive positions. You know what I mean? So we never really gave our players options to get forward. We just had to protect that lead, and the job is fucking done.
I want to put a bit of structure on it, right? Because and the reason why I'm saying it, there is all this context there, but you know, it felt to me that once we got our two goals. Once we more or less eliminate their two away goals, right? There was a sense that seems to phase. Sit back now. They're not going to
score five goals right. against. Yeah, 100% right.
And like, for all intents and purposes, if you take the penalty away at the end, you've lost three.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, the penalty is just one of those random things that happen. Right? But at the same time, there's a fear in me going into this final that just at this end game part of the season that we seem to be, there's almost a complacency in the way we're approaching. So like we were more or less dialed in the West Brom game, the Stoke game, right? Because we're focusing on the hang on, Andy, right? We're going into the Chelsea match, right? We need a result in this Chelsea game, and you want to be able to see the professionalism, see how it results. When we had 2-2 there, instead of conceding a third, giving any flicker of hope to them, you'd just be rootless. Now, I know the angling goal is...
It's a blinder.
With 25 minutes to go, we were still 3 goals better off but without the risk of the away goal going out. Right? With 25 minutes left. So, the team were fucking very comfortable. The approach was perfect. No problem. There was a ridiculous goal from distance that Pukkari is kind of off, like, put my foot. And then... the stupid penalty. We've seen Klopp's teams like blow teams away. We've seen us having madness where we're at the back and seeing goals. I think especially since Christmas, Liverpool have been very good defensively with Van Dijk coming in. That's the first time in the Champions League we've conceded so many goals like that. You know what I mean? Like, Ronnie Whelan there and the Irish commentary was shy talking the whole way through, just making reference
the
to
narrative
him.
That's out there at this moment in time isn't but they Liverpool.
Keep,
no, hang on.
Phil, they keep making reference of us being a shite defensive team.
Andy, hang on a second.
It's not true.
The narrative that's out there across all the media tonight, right, is that Liverpool's defensive problems are resourcing at the end of this season.
That's okay.
We conceded two against West Brom, which were direct balls into the box. We conceded six against Roma, which all stem from they were very direct. They went Stoke against and they just pumped it into the box. We conceded two against West Brom recently where they just pumped it into the box. We struggled against United when they just pumped long balls down the pitch. We struggled against Palace.
But that's gone back a while.
If you look at it and you step back and you look at the body of a season, right, and I'm Real Madrid and I'm Zidane, I'm saying, well, I've got Cristiano Ronaldo there. Yeah. I've got Karim Benzema. I can go. I've the option if I want to play long pass.
Yeah, if you're talking about resourcing, fair enough, in the last 10 days or something. You know what I mean, but like if you're gonna if you're gonna pull up the United game where we conceded a couple of goals, which was ages ago, since the fucking Tottenham game, Liverpool's defense has been good. When Van Dijk has come in, Liverpool's defense has been
the
good.
Thing you have to factor
they haven't
in as
well. There isn't too many teams since that spell that have conceded. There certainly hasn't been teams like us in the Champions League who conceded fuck all goals till tonight.
Yeah, boys.
I mean,
you score two, we score three.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a great attitude to have. I can see where Phil is coming from, and I can understand what he's saying with the media perspective and all that. But there's so much to factor into the last couple of weeks, Phil. We've been dropping players in and out. We've had a couple of injuries. There's been so much fucking going on between injuries and whatever. Like, our eyes are bound to be off the ball now.
Yeah.
Like that was bound to happen. But the thing is that we had to show up in two legs and beat a Roma side, and we done it. And we're going to a final. And that's it. Whether it's 10-6, 10-1, we're going to a final. We were the better team over two legs.
You put a bit of context on it, like, there was a job to do tonight and they did the
it's
job.
Not, it's not, and I'm not being fucking delusional in saying that. It's like, there has to be some sort of sacrifice. We haven't got the best of squads.
Sacrificing people?
No,
go to the Champions League final.
No, but like,
Paddy.
I'm just saying.
I'm offering up the leagues.
The level in the league has dropped off.
That's what we need.
The level in the last couple of league games has dropped off because there's one eye on a fucking place in a Champions League final.
Yeah. And it's just there's been a bit of rotation as well.
Yeah,
it's only natural for players to want to play in a Champions League final.
There's been like. Even Salah's form is being affected in the league a little bit because I think the golden boot is on his mind as well. So even his game has been different. So I think now that I'd go full strength on Sunday against Chelsea, we only need a draw.
Yeah.
It's not like Arsenal in 92 where we can lose by one goal. We only need a draw if we don't get the result.
We'll close out with the Chelsea game before we get on to it. Right? But look, let's wind it back to the good thing. The Mane goal. There was a maturity in this finish. It really was.
Mane was quality.
Yeah.
Absolutely quality. Like, we were talking about Salah there being a little bit off. Mane and Firmino were absolutely brilliant to call upon. They were so isolated.
Yeah.
And they kept the ball. They got the ball far enough off the pitch that we could, you know, create some. There wasn't the bodies going forward, but they got the ball forward far enough that there could be a chance created. And they were brilliant. And it's goal to start. It's goal to start just calmed the nerves. I mean, the noise of that stadium. Like, we talk about Anfield being, you know, a fortress and one of the best places to play football across the world. But
cool.
I mean, that was fucking noisy. Yeah. They are making noise for 90 minutes there. I mean, even when we were 2-1 up, we should have been like at that point. We had our two away goals.
Andy, more context.
That game was dead. That was 5-0 back in Anfield then. Yeah. You know what I mean? Game was dead to them.
How many of our players tonight are playing the Champions League semi-final before tonight?
How many of our players?
Yeah. Bar the force leg. Milner, once, against Real Madrid.
Yep.
One player. You can't tell me that them players didn't do a job tonight. Robertson was fucking outstanding. Andy pointed to it earlier. It looks like he was fucking born there. Looks like he's been at the club the last 15 years. The fella's about, what age? He's 23. Like, it's just... The Mane goal.
The whole thing is just electric.
It's not even.
It's like, especially it's 6 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what struck me about it was how slow we had to attack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're one of the quickest counter attacking teams blitz teams in the Premier League. And how slow. We just had to walk forward to make it look like we're going fast.
Yeah.
I know exactly
what Firmino just held on to the ball. They're so used to being in that position so often this season. He just released the ball at the perfect time, and Mane had a chance. That's still a bit of work.
Very good.
He was brilliant.
I thought, and going back to your point, Sean, I thought like it was probably the least amount of bodies have been committed from midfield through 90 minutes.
It was the start of the night, though.
Yeah.
Like,
normally we have two bodies over at the
three forwards. I'd say, like, when we turn teams over in their own half, we blitz them. But it was really only the front three boys in the position. Whereas we had no real tall men running or anything. We didn't have runners in the box. Like, admittedly, Chamberlain is out. He's great. He's been great at doing that. Wijnaldum can do that the odd time. But it's literally
the only one doing it until we get the second goal.
Yeah.
If you look at it, he was the link man literally from our midfield to
it. It's the way we're playing. We're not chasing the game. We don't need to go and chase the game. Maybe the players want to actually win the game.
We were great in the first half. But the second half, we gave up a lot of chance.
The second half was a bit sloppy, but you can imagine what the team talk would have been at half time with two.
But that's what's annoying me. The same reason people are lashing us out now tonight is the same reason you were blowing smoke up Madrid's arse last night. Madrid wrote that look for 180 minutes over two legs. Bayern Munich were the better side over two legs. But Madrid, the pedigree, they know how to go over the line. There was nothing about fucking Marcelo or Ramos being all over the shop for two legs.
Forget about them. This Liverpool team is entertainment. Yeah. This Liverpool team is fucking football. Fuck the rest.
We're in the final.
They're all jealous. We're all jealous. They're all envious. Before this, they were saying, oh yeah, you win nothing with that attack of football. You do this, you do fuck all. We're in the Champions League fucking final. You know what I mean?
Do you know what's mad? Who would have thought last year, in my fucking 45 minutes against Middlesbrough, we're all pulling our fucking hair out. What's going on here? Wijnaldum buries it. Lovely lads. We're playing Champions League football next year. Fast forward 12 months and we're playing in the final.
I think if you go back to where first the podcast at the start of the season, we predicted we'd win. Come on, there.
Yeah, but Phil, you said a lot of fucking things.
At the very same time, you would have said we'd go out with a fucking qualifying stage.
So we won't get Champions League, but we win it six times.
Yeah, never mind when we got half an eye, man. That's it. That's it, my bollocks. But it's like the journey, like you say, the journey is always fucking better than the destination. I have not enjoyed
it. No, it's not.
That's what
Klopp's lived by on his Champions League finals.
The thing is,
his final record.
Put my hand on my heart. Over two legs.
Can we get somebody to help for the final?
Bill Bash be back. But
maybe he's the problem. Maybe he said, listen, you know, these finals haven't been working out too well.
You take a few weeks off. The first half
of the Man City game, I really enjoyed. Hit me spags for the second. 70 fucking 80 minutes of the Man City game away. I didn't enjoy it. Enjoyed 70 minutes of last week. Shitting through the eye of a needle for the last month. I'm just going to enjoy this final. No matter what happens,
Do you need men
nappies? I have men nappies, Phil. Yeah. I don't need them. I have them in abundance now. But look.
Come here. Look,
this team is mad.
Joking here.
Get joking here.
Madness. Man.
We all remember 2005 when we made.
It was 2004, right?
We were put 2005 a bit more on par with this. Like, I think we were deservedly there.
Would you not think we were 2005?
2005, we were late. We were in the madness. We were laughing at the prospects of being in the champion. Now we're deservedly there. We've been one of the finest teams in Europe. Amongst attacking teams, it's where we should be there.
We've earned our right to be there as much as any. And that's
they can talk all day long about the doubters, even the doubters amongst us, all the fucking assholes, FSG out, are fucking knocking Henderson, are making compilations of lover mistakes and slating our players.
Jordan Henderson could lift the
This isn't for them. This isn't for them. They can fuck off the whole lot. And they can make excuse, we only want the best for the team. They sit under the sheets.
Wait.
Making fucking compilations of our fucking players who are going to the Champions League final. That's what they do while we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Fuck them. It's not for them. It's for all of us who wait and support.
Yeah.
And we're where we are now tonight. Going to the Champions League final. We're going to fucking win it six times.
Can't believe it.
Fuck the rest.
I genuinely can't.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we were 17-1 up 10 minutes to go and I finished 17-16. My brain is fried.
It was like that. Remember that tennis match that happened?
You walked in.
And 64-63. Do you remember they had that final set where you had to win by two games?
They turned the fucking lights on.
They had to pay back 3 days later and you're still fucking playing it.
No, I think I go again what I said in that. I think the ref knew there tonight. As soon as he gave that penalty, I'm blown in, no matter what happened to you. Do you know what I mean?
Look, at Roma, we're always going to kind of have a, you know, some sort of.
Course they did for
They had the belief that what they did to Barcelona the last time.
And they put four passes.
It's the scoreline.
Jay Miller helped now.
They had a free goal, a clearance.
What was the score?
That's not a goal.
They put four passes.
That doesn't count. A free fucking goal.
Boys, all I'm at is we're going to fucking
fight. And a penalty that was never a penalty. The real score tonight was 2-2.
And
the
all I'm so...
That's that like the super fan in them. I love it.
When we beat West Brom 2-0, because the last 10 minutes don't count.
But they were real goals.
So these weren't real goals?
No, they weren't real goals.
All right.
You don't score a goal. You can't depend on the opposition smashing the ball off someone's face back into their
didn't even smash
it off
the face.
You don't play for that.
Mongo head that plays at centre back. Always happens Lovren in the middle.
You're going to have a go there, but what else can he do?
Lovren kicked the ball out the opposite
way. But it's always him. He should fucking ring up Balotelli and say, can I have an end of your T-shirt? Why always me?
I'm going to flounce on this podcast.
Why always me?
I don't want to hear any more of this bollocks. I'm out of here.
It's all right. I'll get a penalty. I'll get back in.
I'm exhausted. I can't go to Champions League final.
Are you going? Are you going to go to the final?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. Because it's war torn again. Like, with the next fucking final we get there is going to be on Pluto or something. Seriously. What's the story with these mad kips we end up in playing fucking finals? Be in North Korea.
Yeah. That'd be alright. That was a good crack. If we're wearing
it's the all red, good there now,
if,
don't
if,
it?
If we get to wear the red jerseys in North Korea, we definitely win.
That's true.
Yep, just have to pay.
And if we don't win, they'll just doctor the foot. So shows that we
win. But it is cardiac though. Like, we'll go into the last two games of the season. We went to this Chelsea match and we have to avoid slipping up here.
I don't give a bollocks about Chelsea, to be honest.
What I'm saying to you, Sean, every time we go and we go into this final, if anyone thinks we're going to win 3-0 or have a comfortable win in the final, it's insane.
Down behind the fucking south.
We could be 6-0 up with 2 minutes to go in injury time, right?
You know what? I hate this one's going to be so entertaining that UEFA are like introducing like an NBA style for the final.
Is it, yeah?
It's going to be a best of fucking seven.
Seven series.
Best of seven.
In like a series of different cities.
Yeah. Best of seven. Fucking.
The world championship.
Fly goalkeeper. it's bonkers, boys.
The one thing we haven't called off, lads.
Sorry, Andy. Look at Andy's pinned tweet there.
What is it?
That goal we scored against Hoffenheim.
Yeah. There you go.
Fucking unreal. Who would have thought? Fucking 7-8 months down the line, we'd be going to the final.
We'd be doing that all season.
Yeah. Right. Fucking unreal. What a team.
But before
I hate not to spoil Liverpool. Because they're all eating at Mickey's tonight. And I know there's loads of United cunts and Arsenal cunts watching this podcast now going, fucking bastards. Yous are all sick. And it's all wishful thinking most of the time. Liverpool get to the final, get battered by Bayern. Yeah, but Real went through, you fucking tick. Fuck yous all.
Well, come here, Sean. Well, you can relish this and you can text them all later on. When Yaldum's goal, lad, the whole thing that's lost in this manicness that happens at the end is that when Yaldum scored an away goal,
it's the difference between us.
The fella who got us into the Champions League with the opening goal against Middlesbrough is the fella who gets us into the Champions League final in 2018.
Some people still don't appreciate.
And that should put enough credit in his bank for as long as he's at Liverpool now.
He's basically the next James Milner. He's guaranteed.
And you know what? We only said it that if another James Milner walked in the door in the summer, we should snap that hand off.
You don't get free transfers.
That's what I'm saying. Milner gets, but more.
Sammy Kadir.
That's a great show. Emre Can.
But Juventus are buying Chan to replace Kadira, so we just take Kadira for a couple of seasons.
The thing is, like,
when
has Milner let us down this season? Or since he signed?
He hasn't.
Never.
Never.
He's played left back for the whole season. perform.
We
well.
Got to Europa League final. You know what? I'm not even going to say that. That could be an omen. Remember the Europa League final? He had 56 assists in the Europa League. Most assists. It's the same this year. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Phil. Shut your fucking mouth.
Well, the thing about it, since James Milner signed, and I've been a huge critic because I hate players that play. But like, to be fair to him, in two European campaigns that he's been there for, right? Might have been there for, I can't remember there for Rodgers.
No. He came in for free then.
Yeah, right. But you look at it and you say, this fella has come in and we've qualified for Champions League. 3 of the 4 seasons he's been there, or 2 of the 4 seasons. And we've reached the Europa League final, and we've now reached the Champions League final. And assuming that we qualify for Champions League football this year, we're going to have to qualify 3 of 5 seasons and reach 2 European finals. For the fella who can't stand up and has beans for feet, right? It's, and in both of those European campaigns, he had the most assists for the team across that, right? That's stunning return for a free transfer that people spent their times on Twitter for years. Given out about how much wages he's being paid.
But the thing is, if he was,
they're still giving out to this fucking very point.
If he was Spanish and cost 40 million, people would have the master avatar on Twitter. Imagine. And they'd be bleeding. It'll be Milner-esque_LFC all over the fucking place. Yeah. Accounts all
they're
over
such
the place.
A, yeah, they're such a weird anti-English player.
Yeah, no, there is 100%. Like,
he's actually underrated.
If anyone should hate English players, it's us.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, fucking hell.
The only thing is, like,
love them all. They're all fucking Reds, and they're all in heart. Apart from Mick, don't like him. They're all going to the Champions League.
Press the button.
It's at the back there, and there's a little camera button.
Oh,
press
the
cell. There's Shawnee back there.
Don't take the mics out.
It's mad, like, do you know what I mean? There's no difference between it. Like, there's no difference between a 7-4 win and aggregate of 7-6. That's real. That's it.
Well, happens. The final happens. It's just, Madrid. Yeah. We wanted Madrid. We'd rather Madrid.
I would have rather Munich.
Munich have won 2 Champions Leagues in the last
40
years.
I would have rather Munich. Like, they've only got a 50-50 chance that Neuer would have been back. Right? I thought we could get either Boateng, we could get a Hummels as well in the defence. And I'm more worried about the midfield that Madrid have. Right? I'm genuinely looking at that midfield that Madrid have, even though it's Asian, saying it's going to be very hard for the lads that we have in midfield to be able to keep hold of the ball. Because if they get the ball, it's going to be near impossible to get it off. And even the quality that they can bring in and replace.
Yeah, but the Madrid quality wouldn't be too far a gap from the City midfield that we're playing against.
Yeah.
I think if we're honest, we all would have preferred Bayern just because they're that weaker.
Yeah, it's like Bayern have won 2 Champions Leagues in 40 Klopp years.
Exactly.
Madrid have won 3 in the last 5 or something.
Yeah, they just win loads of Champions League.
And we bash Bayern
at the end of the day, I think Madrid will be naive against Liverpool. They'll fancy themselves.
But they were walking around with 14 yokes on them last night.
And tonight they would have took a bit of confidence. Well, I think they'll make mistakes in their own half and they'll be punished for it.
Hopefully. Madness. But in the Champions League final, like 2 years ago, we were fucking playing Fabio Barini and I think Jose Enrique was playing in goal against fucking Ludo Goretz. Like, and people think that we have not progressed under this manager. They must be fucking crazy. Like, what's going to happen next year when this squad fills out?
Klopp is living proof that some fans.
And do you know what?
It doesn't matter. Even
do you know what? Do you know the mad thing is? We can go out and draw with. We can go out and draw Chelsea on Sunday, and they'll still be.
If we won the league next year, they'd be saying we wouldn't have won it without
the top 3. Yeah. That's what they'd say. Yeah. They just come up with something absolutely.
Do you know what? I actually, if you can't enjoy this Liverpool team, I genuinely feel sorry with you.
Yeah. Because you probably won't.
You'll never enjoy a team.
You probably won't win it for the rest of your life. Like, we've been in, this is our third Champions League final in 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's your fair share for a team.
It's probably our most exciting team in the last 12 years.
More than just the exciting. It's the most exciting Liverpool team we've had, right? And as crazy as the 13-14 season is, it's the most exciting Liverpool team since 87-88. When we had Barnes, Beardsley, Aldridge, those three lads come in, right? Yeah. And we had Houghton as well. And that was the peak
Kenny team that was there. And that was the last time that we had football as exciting and as amazing as what we're seeing. And at times, that side that we have at this moment in time has eclipsed them.
It's exciting time, boys. And okay, we talked about Henderson and he has his haters. But we've got an awful lot of players now who the fans love and adore. Like we're all united in it, I think. I mean, Mane, Firmino, Salah, we just love them.
Robertson,
Trent, Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Players have stepped up.
Naby Keita is already loved. He hasn't even joined the fucking club. And then there's fans are split on certain players. I mean, I fucking absolutely adore Ox.
I love Chamberlain. I genuinely am gutted for that lad, to be honest with you.
I'm just gutted for our squad. I look at it and the fact that we didn't add bodies in January at this moment in time is the one thing that sort of frustrates me a bit because when you look at it and you look at that we've picked up injuries and you're sort of saying we were always dependent on not getting serious injuries to any of the front three.
I'm being honest here, and you can say, "Oh, he wouldn't give a ball." Think of how Emre Can feels now. I don't think he's injured. I don't think there's arm wrong him. I think something's at
the
ground.
Back for the weekend.
He could be, but he's at the dirty in his bib now. He needs to walk away from this team, no matter what happens. Like he can't salvage his Liverpool career now because
it all depends on what's going on. Like football
maybe
fans
because
are
greedy agent, but like
Chan could
football
come
fans
in,
are Chan,
football fans are
fickle.
Chan could come in to the team again towards the end of the season and play the Champions League final, and we forgive him.
I'm just saying, like, but what?
You
imagine what's going through Chan's head now, whereas he turns around and goes, "Do you know what? Actually, I feel like staying here."
Yeah.
Now we'll have to tell a new way I'm going.
I think it's always been a little bit up in the air with him. Yeah. You know, even in January, we heard reports there was a pre-contract.
He hasn't signed anything, and even Juventus have come out and said, and it's the fans and it's their desire to have a story, right?
We don't want the story, Phil.
If he signs a 4-year contract extension with us,
I'd be delighted.
Before the start of next season, or even at the night of the Champions League final, or something like that, right? Yeah. Every single Liverpool fan will help put their "We love Emery Chan" tops on. And personally, I hope we do. Because it means that we have to sign one less player in the summer.
But it's not. You're not gonna. But I know it's the same. You're not gonna think any different. You're not gonna be saying, "I love Emery Chan. He's just walking out of the club. He's a good player. Yeah. He's an important player to this team. If he decides to stay, that's fucking brilliant."
There's nothing I hate more than a player who doesn't love the shirt. You know what I mean? Like you could be shy and give it your, you know, break your bollocks for that short, and you know you'd let them away with it. I'm reluctant to go to town on him about how long it's taken him to decide his future. I don't know how any player would want to stay in that team.
Exactly, that's what my point is. Like, it's fucking mad.
So you know, as football fans like we are, he'd be forgiven overnight if he does sign. So that's why I'm reluctant to go to town on him. But like he's an absolute fucking gobshite.
We said a few weeks ago that we wouldn't question Klopp after what he's brought into the club.
Yeah.
So Klopp turns around and says, "I think it's time you go."
The
fact that he let Coutinho go in January
just proves it.
Yeah, and there's been various comments since then. You know, he hasn't come out.
We tried to accommodate him, we tried to do this, we tried to do that.
But the right decision has been proven to be made.
Yeah.
The big one this week was Firmino jumping on board, and then what Klopp said after it. He was like, Bobby is complete. I know contracts mean little and nothing in football anymore, but what Klopp said did actually give me, he was like, "Bobby's bought in here. He knows what we're after long term and he's committed." Mm. And he goes, "And what I can see from the other players around him, that they're willing to commit as well." So that's massive.
I think the one thing that this whole season should be panning out for all fans is to pay zero attention to the rumours that are out there.
Mm.
Genuinely, right? And listen, when the summer comes in, we're going to have transfer speculation and ITKs on this podcast, and we're going to have lots of stories because we have to fill up time to fill up the air when it's going on. But people spend so much time on social media, on fucking everything, right? Or believing every single rumour that's out there, right? People just need to actually let events unfold.
Every so often.
Because you can't control it.
Every so often there's a story that comes up that proves how little ITK is now. Like when we sign a player that nobody mentioned before, and it kind of happens almost overnight. Mm. And Buvac is the latest one. Nobody was able to point out all these relationship breakdowns or how he's being removed from the tactical decisions, or how he's being removed from the bench, or how all these pictures that were out to bring up a Klopp and him not talking for the last ages. Nobody spotted that. These were all afterthoughts. Yeah. This is like the fella who always tells you, like, you know, when he's had his winners in the bookies and they don't talk about their fucking dockets ripped up on the floor. But these bastards are fucking throwing shit at the wall week in, week out, hour upon hour, trying to get retweets. They knew fucking nothing about Bilbao. And when they did find out about it, they all tried to speculate.
Oh, they were on. They all knew what was going on all of a sudden.
Sure, yeah. There was a bust up, and even after about...
He was the next Arsenal manager. Arsenal.
After about 12 hours of thinking about it and digging and digging and digging and going mad to try and find out, they were saying things like, yeah, lately, you know, this goes back to September. These are like semi-reliable. It goes back to September when this happened. And then, like, you know, speaking like with absolute authority
I don't know what the latest is,
but when I saw that, I thought to myself straight away that there's been something personal in his life, whether it's his own mental health or whether it's something in his family. That's what I thought immediately. Things like that just come out of the blue like that generally are something.
A genuine reason.
A genuine reason.
For not being at the club.
And the statement from the club, for what people at the club have directed,
there's no way,
he's not finished at the club.
There's no way.
He's just not going to be there for the rest of the season.
Andy, and this is where the madness goes. There's no way that in the week where we're going into a semi-final against Roma, right, that even if there was a bust up, it wouldn't just be buried till the end of the season.
They'd be professional about it.
Exactly, right. And the fact that Henderson came out almost immediately afterwards and said, look, all our thoughts and prayers are with you. Like, why would the captain of the club
go against Klopp,
say the whole team and everyone is and our thoughts and prayers are with you in this difficult time for you?
Sometimes
right?
just for you so, that brain
like. Sorry, but like, then the story on this was, but he just, it's not real. Like,
it's not the same.
He's bought into the club story as well. I'm like, they're going,
fucking stupid? You don't say it's the silence.
I know, yeah.
The club captain.
It's the other side of it.
The club captain,
as well.
But he's not a real captain of the card.
They must be waiting for a big story.
It's
tomorrow.
The other side
keeping
of it.
All the news back for a big story tomorrow, yeah.
It's like, man, Honigstein, he's on Twitter. I know, and that comes out around German football. Yeah. I'd say he's the gospel. Because he doesn't really jump to conclusions. He always kind of puts it.
He did turn around and say they've had loads of
they've been
in
together
the
for 17 years, like, and it's a famously volatile relationship between the two of them. But it's they're like brothers. Like, he's my brother there. I live with the fella army life. The amount of scraps we've had around the gaff, I'm sure you and your siblings, like.
Me and Jamie.
You and Jamie. Exactly. Look, there's hassle in the castle in the fucking Trippers house at the moment. We're getting boy. We're going to be united by number six.
I even went up to his gaff to have a fight with him, and he was too scared. He went out on the bus.
He ran out, jumped on a bus, and just went away.
It would literally have to be war ending for a bloke to walk out with 2 weeks away from the end of the season.
Scrap on the line.
If it was a fallout, right, he's going to want to keep his stocks high. He's going to want another job. He wouldn't just walk out before. Who was going to take on
Klopp's not going to be
a
reference if that's the case.
Who was going to give a fella job with that sort of, you know, thing inside him? So,
but it's just fucking,
it's a long story. I'm glad when things like that happen in a way, because the ITKs are proven to be completely clueless. They throw
and
out
it was
in the Klopp.
Do you know what else as well? You can't fall into it either. It's the whole, like, it's the mainstream media's attention on it and the way they were drumming it up. They were trying to create like chaos in the camp before a massive Champions League game. You've seen all the sky bleeding coming. Oh, it's detrimental. And look, your man Jake Humphrey's off BT, like, who 1 week can be doing fucking
horse jumping,
spring watch on BBC, and then the next week he's doing fucking Wimbledon. Is like detrimental to Liverpool's season to lose that second in command 2 days.
There was absolutely nothing on the NFL Network about
fuck it, lads. We're in the fucking Champions League.
But I'm just saying, like,
we're in the Champions League final.
Exactly, but it's just shite drummed up by the media to create
a
storm.
Are you just angry about it now? Are you?
No, I'm not. I don't give a bother.
Is there an inner anger inside you that burns, that wants you to, you just want to kill?
No, there's a joy. I'm gonna get home into bed, and it's like, do you ever see Ace Ventura when he lies in the bed and he's there for about 20 seconds and he just starts kicking out everywhere? When I'm going to bed tonight, I'm going to run amok.
Johnny, will you give us a song before we finish up tonight? We're not finishing up yet, but would you just give us a song at the end? Just like, lead us all in song into the Champions League final. Because Andy's mad to sing a song. He wanted to sing LA, LA, LA.
He hasn't got any credit, but I'm just going to go. If you're ever going to score an away goal, kid, make sure it's the one that puts us into our fucking Champions League final.
Anyone know what odds Wijnaldum scoring an away goal to get us into the Champions League
final? -5,000.
-5. So, what are we having?
Oh, Andy loves the Chris ratio.
Fast forward. I'm taking the whole track.
Well, it's great.
We can pay royalties on this now.
I don't want to be playing LFC family touch around, but please God, all the supporters that went over there for the jet back.
Yeah, no one can hear you because of my new music.
Because we've seen the ugly side of it. And we've seen the great side of it. That's Chris Blake.
Okay, that's
great. Wait,
we're not finished yet. But I could be here for weeks.
I don't care.
But no, honestly, anyone who.
See, the beauty is I can do that.
To anybody who's travel over, like, hopefully they get home safe, because the perspective is.
No return. And I don't know what it is, but I love it. I don't know what
Andy's medication has wore off.
I don't know what it is, but I love it.
The other side of it is last week something fucking awful happened before the game, and we all travel over to Liverpool games.
Yep.
It could have been anyone. I don't think I'm exaggerating saying that overextending or anything like that. Could have been anyone. Could it, like, it's just completely wrong place, wrong time. A lad went over who obviously has as much passion, if not more, for the team than we do, and nobody knows of the situation. And so that's the other side of the perspective. Yeah. So anyone who's over there, fucking please, well, God, to get home.
Sure, we do have, there's an auction or a raffle that's going on there. There's a link we put up earlier on as well. We've got a signed John Aldridge jersey. It's the grey candy one from, I think it's 88-89, if I'm right. I can't remember. It's 87.
Doesn't matter. Just show you a fiver.
Fiver. Throw it in. Look, all the money is going towards the fund that's there from at the moment for his treatment and stuff like that. And look, touch wood and everything like that. He does pull through. It's like, as we said, and it's a common refrain that goes right the way through the LFC family, as much as I take the piss out of that terminology. But, you know, if you go to a match, you should get home safely, no matter who you go to see, right? And it's not just Liverpool, it's any game that you go to see.
Exactly.
And hopefully he does make it home safely.
We've all walked along that street outside the Albert, going into the Cop.
Buzzing going to a game.
You wouldn't even be thinking.
No.
The last thing you think is trouble. Yeah.
You know, and he's effectively being struck by lightning there.
Yeah.
An absolute freak.
Out of nowhere.
Fella minding his own business. Like, I mean, you read the stories about him. Family man, lovely fella. And
just wrong place, wrong time. Like you said, and he's struck by lightning.
A week later, he's still critically sick.
And hopefully, look, let's hope that he pulls through. And he's there to watch us win it 6 times in Kiev. Like, that's what we want to see what happens. That's what we want. As a fan base, we just want to win it 6 times. But if we can do it and Sean can pull through, that's the main thing as well. So look, if you have a fiver, whatever, just get on and donate, and all the money is going towards the fund that's been set up for him and the treatment that hopefully gets.
I think like we can all afford a fiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You look at the numbers of fans on Twitter following ourselves, you know, the other podcasts. There's hundreds of thousands of fans out there who click on, you know, our content daily and other people's content daily. Just bang a fiver, Sean and his family's way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you could win the Aldo shirt as well.
You know, that's and exactly, the Aldo shirt is there. It's signed and the whole lot, and it's a lovely jersey, and it's definitely a nice piece of memorabilia. Anyway, lads, look, I'm actually starting to feel tingly now. Right.
Yeah.
At the thoughts that we're going to be in the Champions League. You know when you get the last game of the season, it's Champions League final, and it's a World Cup year, right? And normally there's just like a big gap, and it's like,
Where are they? Done, right? Like, if we weren't even playing in a final, I'd be excited.
This is the Mo Salah year. And I'm telling you now, right, before we talk about Chelsea, this is Mo Salah's
breaking
year.
Breaking the mold.
Not only is he going to win the Player of the Year, he won the Football Writers Player of the Year, although one of them fucking voted for Nick Pope, the Burnley goalkeeper. Like, that's outrageous, right? a fella who's paid to be a journalist voted for Nick Pope as the football player, as his Player of the Year. But there's a chance that Mo Salah wins the Champions League and then marches Egypt all the way to glory, proving once and for all he's better than Messi, which is something I told you back in October.
But you know what? To break the mould, like, if he goes on now to do it, to if he wants to win the Champions League, which we are 90 minutes away from, he's broken the mould of, yeah, what, 10 years of dominance between, oh, I put my hand up, the two greatest footballers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And he is
literally stepped in.
He is at that level this year. Mm-hmm. So if you actually, whoever's watching or whatever, if you can't believe that this team has it in them to win this competition, we are in the final with the best footballer walking the planet, yeah, at the moment in our team, amongst others.
Yeah.
We have a fucking massive, massive chance here to go and just go for it.
Let's just,
we are at the fucking dance with nothing to lose.
Just remember, we can win this six times.
Yeah.
Right? Six times with three proper Champions Leagues. Right? So that like, we're talking about, we're stepping in to a fire. We're stepping in with the most fucking celebrated European Cup /
Champions League
final. We're in there with the top team on the planet, right? We're in there with a team whose whole operation is about winning the Champions League and has won it more than anyone else, right? Yeah. Who are going around wearing t-shirts already declaring number 13, right? We're going to win it six times. I've said it to you, we're going to win it, and we're going to win it. It's going to be 9-8. This Champions League campaign has been the Alaves UEFA Cup final, right? But over a whole campaign, and it's going to finish with an outrageous final of goals. It's going to be a goal fest.
No goalkeepers.
I believe myself anyway. We'll see a similar sort of, is that camera going off there? That sort of complacency we seen from Milan 2005 from Madrid, I think, like, they'll feel like they've one hand on the cup, you know, the way Milan went out and they were touching the cup on the way out, they'll feel like that.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much everyone that comes up against Liverpool, like, they see us against everyone else and they don't believe it's going to happen to them. And it's happened to everyone so far.
But like, anyone having a go, fucking, what possibly more could we have done?
You know,
us going forward, right? Don't get me wrong. Ronaldo at Madrid, and obviously, Ronaldo's a world beater. Let's call it spade a spade. Mm. But we have three lads up top that are on par with any strike force in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, Mo Salah is the best informed player in the world, as we see here.
Yeah.
Sadio Mane smoking cigars tonight, running around and round. Cutest player on the pitch, different level. And Bobby Firmino, as I always say, his teeth are brighter than my future. And I love that shit.
Yeah. And Paddy, you are life.
But like, seriously, like, going forward, like, we can get at Madrid.
Yeah. If we can cut out the service to Ronaldo, we're halfway there. They can't cut out the service to them front three.
No. But it's not,
because the way they operate,
if we stop,
just...
don't get me wrong, if we stop Ronaldo, it's 50% of the job done.
Mm.
If you stop Benzema, it's still at 50. They have to stop Mane. It's probably going to take two players. Yeah. They have to stop Salah. It's going to take two players to stop that. It's going to take a monumental effort to stop Bobby
Benzema is a quality striker.
Yeah.
But you're kind of coming up against that type of striker a lot. You don't come up against Ronaldo's very often. You don't come up against the likes of Salah very often. And you don't come up against the type of player that Firmino's become.
Yeah.
Very often. He's unique in the world at the moment. He's the only player who's playing that role, who's picking up balls off a centre half, who's chasing back and winning balls off. He's impossible. He is impossible. Only for Salah we would have been talking
about whether Kevin
De Bruyne or Firmino would have won player of the year.
When Firmino picks up the ball, defenders take a step back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when he gets on it and he has a half a yard or a yard of space, he's going to put it somewhere where it's going to hold you.
Yeah.
And Mane and Salah are running off that. And that's his biggest
Mane is coming into that.
Because he sits in the hot. He's good in the false number nine, as we say. Do you know what I mean? That's their biggest threat.
I want to wrap it in 10 minutes or so, right? But look, the Chelsea match the weekend, it basically could bookend our season.
Full tilt.
Do you know what I mean? It's literally, don't lose. And we've locked up Champions League for next season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no precedent ever of going out and making sure we just don't lose to Chelsea.
You had to go there, didn't you? Fucking hell.
Fuck you.
I knew he was going there.
I don't think the pressure on this game, like, okay.
It's on them.
It's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle for Chelsea to get top four. It really is. Like, even if they beat us, they know that all we have to do is win at home against Brighton on the last day.
Yeah.
And we know that we've two chances to do it. So it's not going to be the end of the world if we don't pick up the result. But
they have to beat a Huddersfield team who are scrapping for their life again.
You know, they've other games. They've other games to get results.
Yeah, I think you do the job against Chelsea.
We'll be all right on Sunday.
You have two feet in Kiev. You do the job against Chelsea.
I think Klopp probably looks at it and says, do you know what? If we can avoid the defeat here, right? Just on a practical side, he's also doing a favour to his mate, David Wagner at Huddersfield. Because if he does it, right, the likelihood is that Chelsea just throw in the towel for the last couple
because they have to play a final as well. So they're not going to be thrown.
And he's looking at it and saying, you know, whatever. I'll fucking, let's do our job. We do our job this weekend. We knock in Champions League football.
Feet up till Kiev.
The lads don't even have to turn up against Brighton. I'll play. Bilvac could be back. We'll be flying.
I just heard Van Dijk said on the telly tonight. What? I just read the report. I think it might be an RTE report that went up to him. Says, this is the first time he's lost in the Champions League tonight. And he just said, I don't give a fuck.
Big version, get in there.
But I will say, right, look, I'd rather lose that game tonight and be in the Champions League final than lose the final, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather win 7-6 in aggregate and do something mental in that second leg and be in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of one team that's gone through a whole Champions League campaign without losing a tournament.
What is it about, like, journalists and reporters that...
Ask
like,
a stupid question.
Did he, like, when they're in college, what happens? Did he not learn?
Yeah, a list of stupid questions they have to learn.
They inject stupidity into it. Imagine saying to a player who's going into the Champions League, the first question points into your head is, you lost tonight for the first time, how does that feel? Like, what's wrong with them? What is wrong with
them? Andy, can I ask you, right, but look, put your head on the Chelsea match, right? Think about this game. Think about how exhausted those players looked. Like, some of Firmino looked jaded. The lads are saying tonight, right? Firmino looked jaded. Salah is starting to look a bit tired as well.
It's only Wednesday.
No, it's only Wednesday. What do you want me to say?
Game's not till Sunday.
Okay, they didn't play since last.
They'll be tired tomorrow.
Tired tomorrow. Yeah, so you think it'd be grand then? But
Friday they'd be starting to feel themselves again.
Yeah,
Saturday they'd be almost brand new. Friday, Sunday flying.
Would you make any?
They
changes?
Could even go out for would you a make session any on Saturday night and they'd be still grand.
Would you make any changes?
I would. I play two goalkeepers and eight centre halves. I just keep them out.
Would I make any changes? The only reason for change there on Sunday would be injuries and just fatigue. So you know the way Klopp's mad into the fellas in the computers,
the rhythm,
saying that he's not feeling, he's not running as much. I have a word on if he's not feeling up to it, step out of the team. He has to go full strength.
Yeah.
I'd
play Klein. Klein 90 minutes. Try and give Klein 90 minutes.
Yeah, against Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely.
What would be the point in that?
Just to give Aaron the rest. He looked leggy. He looked tired tonight.
We could have done with Klein tonight at stages in that game.
Yeah.
I think he's been looking. There's a mistake about the shop. There's a mistake about to happen.
He has.
There's a big mistake about to happen out of Lovren. It's you can sense it with him over. It builds up over a few games.
Yeah, it's like a spot.
Little things happen, and then all of a sudden the clusterfuck.
It's Holocaust.
Goes. Yeah,
and then he's all right for
it's
8 weeks.
Look at the United match.
So do we? It's like the pimple. Are we gonna let a boss now or wait until the final? So now I'd play him until a bursts. Fuck it.
You've only got two games.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, look, the other side of it is we only have two games. You have to win one of them.
Well, I'd almost play Van Dijk and Clavin in this game.
I don't think Clavin's that bad.
Do you know what I don't like?
I don't think he's that bad.
The only
bad
thing is I don't like about Clavin when Klopp plays him and Van Dijk together, he switches Van Dijk off the other side and he doesn't look as comfortable for some reason.
Maybe.
But that's the only thing.
I know, but that's the issue. This is the Matip injury has really killed that defense.
We're talking about Joe Gomez being a centre half, so fucking go in and do your job.
But it's against Chelsea. I'm saying in this game, right, where defensive solidity.
I'm not going to play Giroud and knock long balls all day, aren't they?
Yeah. And that's why I'm thinking the Lovren thing. Do you sit him out? Like, Clavin is actually quite good under a high ball. Right. The problem we have with Lovren is that he wants to attack every single high ball. There isn't that brain. There's no stepping out. Yeah, it's the Dzeko goal in Anfield.
There isn't
the intelligence to say, well, if I just drop in, I've dropped in with him this far. If I drop in with him, he can't take it on his chest, he can't turn and he can't take a shot. Right. I don't have to win the header. All I need to do is make sure he doesn't take it down his chest. Yeah. And that's the only thing. And like, you know,
Did you see the price of tickets for the final?
No, what have you got?
Category one tickets, which
before you start, am I going to the bank? Am I going to the credit union? Before we start this conversation,
now, by the time you pay your flight, the going rate for a chartered flight is, you know, over £1,000,
and you have to fly in by armed.
Now your category one ticket, which is the club are being allocated 6% of their allocation of 15,000, are £394
or 315
for a restricted view.
You're in a hotel in Pripyat with Air Midfield, the hometown of Chernobyl.
It's a ghost town.
There's a television in one of the old communist hotels, and that's the restricted view. There's a fella standing there with a suit and a Geiger counter, and you've only got 45 minutes and you have to get out there.
The majority of the tickets are category 3 tickets. And they're £140.
That's the only showy thing about the actually, final, isn't it?
Well, we just got an interesting comment in here. Brenda was just on there and she said, anyone's wife hiding their bank cards tonight? I don't know who that's aimed at.
I was actually talking to a lad at work today. We took delivery in, and the lad that was delivering the stuff was from Liverpool, and he seen it had a top
was
on.
Was Jamie? Was he on a bus?
No, Jesus, no. I'm not getting involved in that. Right. He goes, I said, what do you think of the game? Blah, blah, blah. A bit of a chat. And he said, do you know anyone going? And he just turns around and he says, Scousers will make their way to any part of the world to watch the team. That's exactly what he said to me. He said, Liverpool fans, if we were playing on the moon, I think Gerrard said before, they'll get there. I think Kiev is going to be a sea of red, no matter how much it is to get there.
The Ukrainian people won't be impressed with that, given their track record with communism.
Yeah, okay.
They think, oh, hit the button for me there. And we're almost there. So, Sean, look, predictions for this weekend. Do we get the draw to get us into the Champions League?
I think we win. I don't think Chelsea are that good.
Okay, what score?
3-1. Salah likes the record as well this weekend.
Paddy,
we
haven't won a match in a while.
Yeah, true. Where is it? Anfield?
A week.
Are we at home?
No, but I'm talking about a league match.
2-3 weeks.
Are we at home?
Exactly. We're away.
Ooh. Traveling there. I'm going to say 2-0. 2-0. Celebrate.
That's impressive, though. Andy, how do you feel about the game at the weekend? Do you think we win?
I don't think we lose. So,
love it.
Yeah, I think we'll just...
We'll do enough. Get the job done.
Yeah, that's the stage of the season, is that. There's no need to be blowing Chelsea away from home.
If we do enough, we're in the Champions League. Yeah. The only thing is, we are Liverpool. We will not get the draw. We will lose 1-0 with the goals coming in the 92nd minute, right? And it'll be Morata, just so Steve-O can have an absolute field day in with the group. And
actually put my phone into a blender after that.
And we will take it to the last day, and Brighton will take the lead in Anfield. And there will be absolute skin and hair flowing
going.
This is Liverpool, Sean. This is Liverpool. Look at what happened tonight.
Yeah,
we still won. As Virgil said, don't give us a fuck.
we managed to get it down to 4-2, right? I said we'd still win. We still win against Brighton, but they will put our arses in the bacon slicer.
Any spare them jocks, have you? Them fucking man jocks.
The team of man nappies. To keep just going. Right, listen, this has been the Tuesday Wednesday Club. That has been Paddy Lawson. That's also been Seanie Lawson. That's Andy Young. Get off your phone, Andy. You're not getting tickets. Just being told here.
Andy's doing spade walk on
I am Phil Casey. Big thanks as ever to Redsbet for sponsoring the pod. You'll see some featured bets coming out over the next couple of weeks, and you'll see some tweets that'll be coming out supporting that stuff as well. We're on Redsbet. If you go on and you set up an account, you can actually join us as a team. On the LFC Day Trippers, we're in there as a team, so you can join there and do your best through there, and it does involve what we do. As we said, there is the auction and the raffle going on at the moment for the Sean Cox one, so if you can, please get on. It's a fiver. There's a chance to win a signed
John
Aldridge.
Even if you don't want the jersey, you never know what
give it to someone. Or if you know a Liverpool fan, if you're one of these weird United Arsenal fans or whatever, Everton fans looking in, because there is a lot of you weirdos knocking about, right? But if there is and you're knocking in and you know a Liverpool fan, just go in and throw a fiver in. It's not coming to us, it's nothing to do with us at all. It's going to going to go straight to his family, and that's why we decided to try organise something for us. We're just trying to raise a few quid for him and his family. That's
a fellow fan like us who goes to the game.
Yeah, and exactly. Exactly, right? Because we know loads of us go, a lot of us know fellas who go over on a regular basis. With that, that has been the podcast. And just as I said, to close it all off, Andy Young, would you like to sing us out there?
I already sang.
No, you can sing us out now. Do the LA LA song.
No, don't do it on that
Do the LA LA song.
Ale, ale, ale!
Bring on your international.
That's it, Johnny.
Bring on your Roma by the score. Barcelona, Real Madrid, who the fuck you trying to get?
Goals and Palestine, we are though.
Hey! Get fucking in there.
Never walk alone. Hashtag LFC fam, and we are out.